The new COVID-19 contact tracing app went live last night. It is free to download on most mobile devices. Its aim is to identify close contacts of those who test positive for the virus. We can talk now to the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly. Minister, good morning.
Audrey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. What is the take-up? What has the take-up been like so far?
Well, so it's been really good, Audrey, and today is a really good news day. You know, the country has gone through so much, and there's been so much individual loss and suffering, and it's rare enough that we get a day where we're able to say, you know what, we're bringing a new powerful tool to bear that every single one of us can pick up and use to fight this awful disease. When I got in the car this morning, Audrey, in Wicklow to drive in, we were at about 50,000 downloads. We're now already heading for 100,000 downloads. And every single one of us who downloads this helps in the national fight. It helps make ourselves safer. It helps make everyone around us safer, those we know and those we don't know. And all of us know people who are particularly vulnerable to COVID and who are in serious trouble if they get it. Every single person who downloads this app protects them, protects us all. So my ask and the ask of everyone this morning is take 2 minutes and download the app. We can go through, Audrey, it's totally private. You're completely in control of your own data. There's no centralized government database, and we can go through all any of the details.
Yeah,
you like.
I will ask you about that later in the program.
The big ask this morning is please download this and just put it on your phone.
Yeah. How effective do you hope it will be in tracing contacts? Because it does exist in other countries, but no country is reporting an overwhelmingly effective response.
This will help. So we already have a very comprehensive testing and tracing process going on. We've one of the highest testing rates in the world. We've a lot of spare capacity. The nursing homes are being tested now every week. So there's an awful lot of work going on. And thanks to that, but in particular thanks to the actions that every single person in this country has taken, we now have one of the lowest rates of the disease in Europe. So what this app is it's an extra tool in our fight. Is it a silver bullet? It's not. Is it going to, on its own, eradicate COVID in our country? It's not. But it helps, right? So what happens at the moment is if you or I are tested and we get a phone call saying, look, very sorry to tell you, you've tested positive, and you know, here's what we now want you to do. Here's the public health advice. You will be asked in that call to have a think about the people who you've been in close contact with over the last week or two. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, that would be quite a difficult thing to do, right? And there's going to be people you've been in close contact with who you don't know. You might have been sitting within 2 meters of them on a bus or on a bench or in some other setting, and you're not going to remember who all of those are. You may not have contact details for all of them. What this app does is it records your close contacts in a completely private and anonymized way over the past 14 days. So now if you get a call, what someone will do is they'll say, Audrey, you know, I'm ringing to tell you you've tested positive, and they'll go through all of the clinical advice with you. Then what they'll say is, do you have the app? Because one of the privacy measures on this is, no one even knows if you have it. There's no database. And if you say, yes, I do, you'll then be asked your permission for your phone to share this message with the close contacts over the last 14 days. You'll be given a code. You enter that code. Then your phone will basically give an anonymized list of close contacts. They are looked at in terms of the infection period, and then the other people who have that app will get a message saying you've been deemed to be a close contact. If you have given your phone number, you'll get a phone call, and if you haven't been given your phone number, you'll be given a phone number to ring so that you can then arrange to have a test for yourself.
Okay. Doesn't your own research, though, within the department and the HSE, doesn't it show that less than 1 in 5 contacts can be traced using this app?
I'm not exactly sure what that is, but what it does show is that 86% of the population have said that they're willing to download an app like this. a lot of people expressed issues around, you know, is there going to be a big government database? Can the government see what's going on? So the team went to great lengths to make sure that it's all decentralized. Nobody can see anything. You're fully in control of your own data. The more of us who download this app, the more effective it will be. So what we're asking is that everybody downloads it. Let's get the adoption rate up across the country. Our belief is that it will help, that it will make a big difference. As I said, will it eradicate it on its own? No, it won't, and no single measure will do that.
But you have to hope that the technology works, and at the moment the app isn't downloading on anything under an iPhone 6S model.
So first of all, the technology does work. It's actually being used in other countries live at the moment and has been for a while. So the team not only are very confident that it works here, it's been tested rigorously with the Gardaí over many weeks, and it's also live in other countries. So the technology does work. There's no question as to whether or not it works. It is the case that for iPhone 6s and up and the Android 7s and up, they're the phones it works on. You have to have the latest operating system, so the providers have done software updates to make sure that this app will work. It is simply a limitation of the technology in terms of being able to identify distance that the earlier phones don't work, and that unfortunately just is a technological constraint we're working to. But the majority of people who have smartphones in the country do have phones that this will work on.
Okay, and on the privacy issue, just to be clear, will it only be used exclusively for medical data relating to COVID-19 and only shared with public health authorities?
Yeah, so the privacy issues on this are really quite impressive, right? So first of all, there's no database that you've even downloaded the app. The only way the app gets activated in terms of letting other close contacts know is when you've had a phone call saying you have tested positive, they will ask you if you have the app. And if you have the app, they will ask you if they have your permission to essentially ping the other phones. You can say no. I don't know why you would say no, but you can say no. So even at that level, you're completely in control of your own data. What's uploaded is anonymized. So it's there are encryption keys between phones. So at no point is there any centralized data set that says, here are the list of people who have the app, here are the list of people who have activated the app, here are the list of people for whom their phones have been pinged. So there's no centralized database of that whatsoever. It's all contained on individual phones.
Okay.
And it's one of the things, Audrey, that some of the people who are rightly concerned about digital security and sort of Big Brother have pointed out, that is a big, big difference between what we're doing and what a lot of other countries have done, which is have this centralized data set.
I want to ask you finally about the case of Ultan Meehan, that really distressing story that we read about in the Irish Times yesterday. Mr. Meehan was in Kilbrew Nursing Home in County Meath. He died in hospital from sepsis. His wife and her advocate described the horrific and distressing condition that she found her husband in when she went to visit him. It was brought to your department's attention when Simon Harris was in the ministerial position. The department passed it to the HSE, who passed it to HICWA. Will Mary Bartley Meehan be told why this happened to her husband?
Audrey, I don't want to get into the details of an individual case on air, if you don't mind. Obviously, it is a very distressing case. It's something we will be looking at very closely. But I would just prefer that we don't get into an individual case like this on air, if you don't mind.
But will she get answers, I suppose, ultimately, is that broader question. Will she be told the answers?
Well, it will be looked at, absolutely, of course it will. And as you said, the previous minister has already looked into it, and I will be on it as well. But other than that, because it is an individual case, I would prefer I just don't think it's appropriate.
I understand, but the bigger question then that needs to be answered is, who has responsibility for clinical governance in private nursing homes?
Well, HICWA is ultimately the responsibility for running nursing homes is for the nursing homes. HICWA is the regulator. It is incumbent on HICWA to inspect and to enforce, but the responsibility for running nursing homes obviously falls to the owners of the nursing homes.
Thank you very much indeed. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly. It's 10 to 9.